Belinda presents this unabridged recording of To Cage a God, These Monstrous Gods, Book 1, written by Elizabeth May and read by Sophia Engstrand. Prologue. The Empress blazed against the twilight sky. Fire licked at her fingertips as flames spread across the meadow at the top of the hill, a portent of what was to come. Hers was a power that had conquered empires. A girl in the village below lifted her head from a spray of wildflowers, their blooms dancing in the smoke-tainted breeze.
"Mama, look! There's a lady up there!"
Her mother's face drained of colour. "Come here, my love," she ordered, her voice sharp and urgent. "Now!" Flowers slipped from the girl's grasp, the petals scattering on the ground like falling ash. The mother seized her child and dragged her to their cottage as the firestorm surged over the crest of the hill. It reached the hamlet, consuming all it touched in an instant. The girl's mother shoved her into the cellar. "Get as low as you can and curl up tight. Don't come out, understand? I'll be right behind you." The girl heard nothing else but the roar of the inferno outside, followed by one last thing. A whisper from her mother amidst the chaos. "I love you, Vmihwa." She sealed the girl in the darkness and didn't come back. The girl would never forget the screams. She would always remember the overwhelming heat, the thick smoke that threatened to choke her. How the fire brushed against her skin and left marks that no time would heal. And she remembered silence. A stillness that echoed through the dark as days passed. Then, finally, hushed voices reached her. Residents from a neighbouring village arrived to mourn and found only a wasteland. No bodies to bury, no survivors. Except for one. A girl who rose from the ashes. 1. Sarah. 20 years later. The god caged in Sarah's body hated her. She paced outside her forest cottage in irritation, frost crunching beneath her boots. The extended winter had taken a toll on the iatric plants in her garden, leaving a pitiful sight of withered foliage under a fresh layer of snow. A fever had swept through the outskirts of Dolsk. Her medicines were in short supply. And her deity was a fickle bastard that demanded a sacrifice in exchange for power. An audience of blackbirds perched atop a nearby stone wall, their feathers ruffling in the morning breeze, while they chirped in an irritating chorus that did little to improve Sarah's foul temper. "Shut up, all of you," she snapped at the avian gathering. A foolhardy bird dared to trill in dissent. Sarah rounded on the creature and fixed it with her iciest glare. "One more chirp and I'll pluck you from that wall and eat you." The bird wisely held its beak still. Sarah kneeled beside the wilted plants, running her hands over the cold soil. She appealed to her god. "Give me your god power,"